Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We finished off the chapter with regards to the virtues of the Sunnah Mu'akkada Salahs. We did them in general, and then we did as far as each Salah is concerned and the Sunnahs that are attributable to those Farz Salahs that we perform. Now we start a new chapter. Babul Hathi ala Salatil Witri wa Bayani annahu Sunnatun Mu'akkadatun wa Bayani Waqtihi. So we're starting a new chapter now that deals with Witr Salah. The beauty of Muhaddiseen is they would bring the chapters in some type of order. They didn't do things haphazardly, like bring one chapter and bring another chapter without giving it thought. They would always tie the chapters up. They brought one chapter and now we're bringing another chapter. You can see how we started with each Salah, Fajr, Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. Now he's going to Witr Salah. So this is the beauty of the way the Muhaddiseen would bring their chapters. One other thing for us to remember as far as Witr Salah is concerned, as far as Hanafiya, as far as we are concerned, though followers of the Hanafi Mazhab, then Witr is wajib. Wajib means that it is strongly, strongly emphasized. We can't leave it out. It's something that we have to do. It's compulsory. We can't leave out the Witr Salah just like that. We're feeling tired or with some family function or something, we just leave it out. There's no excuse to leave out the Witr Salah. So it is very, very important. The other madhahib, they take it as Sunnat Mu'akkada. It's something that is emphasized, strongly emphasized, but not at the category of compulsory, like how we take it as wajib. So therefore, when we hear the word Sunnatun Mu'akkadatun, Sunnat Mu'akkada, don't get confused thinking that Witr is Sunnat Mu'akkada. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi was the compiler of this beautiful collection of hadith, Riyadus Salihin, this kitab. He is from the Shafi Mazhab. So therefore he's explained this Witr to be Sunnat Mu'akkada. But as we understand, different mazahib, they view different ahkam differently. They view it in a different light. However, we will follow in accordance to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, in accordance with the Hanafi Mazhab. Anyway, moving on. So this chapter is encouraging performing of the Witr Salah and clarifying that it is Sunnat Mu'akkada, and also speaking about giving clarification as far as the time of Witr Salah. When can Witr Salah be? An Ali radiallahu anhu qal, Al-Witru laysa bihatmin ka salatil maktuba, walakin sanna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, Inna Allah witrun yuhibbul witra, fa'utiru ya ahlal Qur'an, rawahu Abu Dawud al-Tirmidhi, faqala hadithun hasanun. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that Witr Salah is not obligatory, not faraz like the faraz salat. So what Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is saying is that Witr Salah is not obligatory, is not compulsory like the faraz salah. It's not on the same level as the faraz salah. Therefore we say it's wajib. It's not on the same level, but slightly below the faraz is wajib. So it's on that level. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is saying that Rasulullah, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that Witr Salah is not obligatory like the prescribed, like the Faraz Salah. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stipulated Witr Salah by saying, Allah is an odd number. That is one is an odd number. Allah Ta'ala is an odd number. And Allah Ta'ala loves odd numbers. So perform the Witr Salah, O people of the Quran. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. One hadith, that this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Allah is an odd number. And Allah Ta'ala loves odd numbers. So perform the Witr Salah, O people of the Quran Sharif. When we look at odd numbers, Allah Ta'ala loves odd numbers. When we look at many things in our deen, you find it's in odd numbers. Number of salahs every day? 5, odd number. Like that, you look at the number of circuits in the tawaf? 7. Number of times you do sa'i? 7. Amount of times you pelt the jamarat? It's 3 jamarats. So that is 3. So generally you will find in deen, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that he liked odd numbers, and many things in our deen have to do with odd numbers. So this Witr Salah is also an odd number 3. So here Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioning that Allah Ta'ala loves odd numbers, so perform the Witr Salah, O people of the Quran Sharif. One other thing is, although the other mazahib, they regarded as Sunnat Mu'akkada, all of them place a lot of emphasis on the Witr. So Witr, even according to the other mazahib, we say it's wajib, according to the other mazahib, they don't just regard it as something light. It's something that is strongly emphasized even in the other madahim. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, من كل الليل قد أوتر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كل الليل قد أوتر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أول الليل ومن أوسطه ومن آخره وانتهى وتره إلى السحر متفق عليه عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم performed the witr salah at all portions of the night, the first portion, the middle portion and the last portion. His witr salah would extend to the last portion of the night. This hadith indicates that witr salah can be performed at any time after the Isha Salah. So one thing we learn from this hadith is it can be performed any time after the Isha Salah. One other thing, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Shari alayhi salam. He was the one that showed us our deen. He was the one that showed us our shariat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, in his beauty, in his magnificence, in his excellence, that he would show the times of permissibility to do things. So therefore he would do it. Although you'll have some time that is the awla, better time, and sometime is not the best time, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would sometimes do it here to show us. Otherwise, how we would have known that we could have performed witr salah in the first part of the night if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only performed it in the last part? So sometimes he would do it like this, first part, middle part, last part, to show us and teach us that witr salah extends throughout these times. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma anin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, اجعلوا آخر صلاتكم بالليل وترا متفق عليه. هذا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, make the witr salah the last of your salahs at night. So when a person is performing his salah, ideally what he should do is leave the witr for last. So after Isha Salat, whatever sunnahs he's got, whatever nawafil he's got, let witr salah be the last salah. So many of the pious people, and if we can do it, then we do it, otherwise we don't. What they do is they leave the witr for even after the tahajjud salat. So the last salah they would read would be the witr salah. They wouldn't rush to read it immediately after Isha salah at night. They would leave it for after the tahajjud salat. That's when they would read the witr. Therefore you find in Saudi Arabia also, you'll find that when they have this qiyamul layl in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, you'll see they delay the witr salat after that qiyamul layl, after that tahajjud salat, they would read this witr salah, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged that it be read at the last part. In other words, let it be the last salat. اجعلوا آخر صلاتكم الوتر. اجعلوا آخر صلاتكم بالليل وترا. Make the witr salah the last salat at night. So here you find that if a person is in a habit and a person knows that he's going to wake up, that type of person, it's good for him to leave his witr for last. In other words, even after his tahajjud salat. If a person is muzabzab, I may wake up, may not wake up, I'm not in a habit, there's a good chance that my witr will be lost if I'm going to just leave it for the last part. Then for that type of person, it's much better for him to read his witr before sleeping. So before he sleeps, he reads his witr. That now becomes his last salah before he sleeps, and then he goes and sleeps. If he wakes up for tahajjud, alhamdulillah. But we shouldn't put the witr salah at risk of being missed, especially if we don't have a strong habit of waking up for tahajjud salah. And one more hadith and then we'll stop for today. And Nabi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu anna Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, awtiru qabla an tusbihu, rawahu Muslim. Hazrat Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, perform the witr salah before the morning. In other words, before sunrise, before the tulu' al-fajr. Sorry, not before sunrise, before the setting in of fajr, perform this witr salah. So perform the witr salah before the morning. Before Fajr Salah sets in, perform Witr Salah. So here we see that according to the Hanafi scholars also, Witr Salah is wajib. One who misses it has to perform Qadha Salat for it. And for the other Imams, since it is Sunnah, there is no Qadha if Witr Salah is missed. One other thing we learn from these hadiths is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us permissibility. The first hadith showed us permissibility for reading Witr, first part, middle part, last part. And now the other hadith that we are doing now is showing us the most preferred time is to delay it and read it as the last salat that we would read. So here this hadith that is speaking, that perform it before the morning. In other words, if we got a chance to perform it before the morning, leave it for the last, even after the tahajjud salat, and the explanation was given for those that are in a habit of doing it. Otherwise, we'll end up missing many witr salah, and that becomes a very, very serious thing. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. We'll continue with this chapter, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.